Number 7.
The improbable touchdown.
In Week 8 at Green Bay, the Jaguars found an unlikely touchdown connection. After Andre Branch forced a fumble from Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Jaguars quarterback Blaine Gabbert brought the offense out in prime field position deep in Packers territory with less than a minute remaining in the first half.
And through to the end zone, did he make that catch? It is ruled a touchdown.
That's his offensive tackle, Guy
Wimper. Guy Wimper made the catch.
Gabbert threw a one-yard touchdown pass with 21 seconds remaining to offensive lineman Guy Wimper, who had checked in as an eligible receiver at the tight end position.
Gabbert play action, rolls, turns, throws, and this one is caught! Touchdown! Guy Wimper got it!
That was pretty good grab.
It was great. I mean, it's every old lineman's dream to catch a pass in the NFL and then score a touchdown. So, I mean, it was big. I mean, something I always dreamed about doing.
Here's Jeff Loggeman with the analysis.
Guy Wimper's touchdown, when I saw him line up, I said, well, maybe this is going to be a pass because Guy Wimper is in a two-point stance. Well, they did this all year long when he came in as an extra tight end. And this is a play-action fake. Guy Wimper ends up blocking the crabbing defensive lineman. They're all thinking run, the Green Bay Packers, and Guy Wimper just slips out late. But really, the brilliance of this play, when Blaine Gabbert is under pressure from the defensive back, he has to throw it before Guy Wimper's head turned around. And so Guy does an excellent job of adjusting to the ball and going down and making an athletic catch. And for a big guy, very nice job. And really, Blaine Gabbert, I think, was the key to this play, getting rid of that ball in a timely fashion, not allowing the defensive back to get a hand on the ball, and an excellent play at Green Bay, certainly.